Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
We'll be right back. We need to have a little talk. We've got more food in our country than we know what to do with. Food at the grocery store and food in the vending machines, fast food, health food, and seafood. We've got so much food that anything people don't buy, we just throw out. Yet 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That ain't right. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Yeah, I made that up. It's kind of catchy. Hello, people. This isn't rocket science. We could solve hunger today. To start, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. That's a website. Duh. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. summertime blues.
The first time that I ever came here, I'm going to tell you the story in this room here. I had come from Lynn, you know, and I bought my mother's car and I got a sitter and I drove out here 14 gajillion miles to the old Vienna and paid some idiot in a toll booth $15 or something. And I got out here and to the open mic and I got drawn a number 952. That was my number. And the birds were chirping and the sun was coming up and they were putting the chairs on the tables. And I got to sing my songs. It was, you know, pretty good. And I drove home and I said, this place sucks. I am never going back to that place. Forget it. This is stupid. So the next day I get a phone call from Tim and he says, you know, I'd like to have you come out and do an opener for me out there. I said, well, okay, what do you got? He said, well, Taj Mahal is coming out and I want you to open for him. I said, you know, that's a great place you got out there. I mean, I really like that place. I'm gonna go out there a lot because I was just talking to my wife about how much I like that place. And so she wasn't home, my wife. She was working. And I started running around everywhere because, you know, I had been a very insignificant being there. Not that I haven't acquired much significance since then, but I seemed to be less aware of any significance at that point. And I was running around calling up my friends going, no, really, I'm opening for Taj Mahal, Taj Mahal. And I'm running out the yard, Taj Mahal, Taj Mahal. I see the landlord, he's out in the yard fixing things, you know, and I'm going, Taj Mahal, he's going, Taj Mahal, yeah. No, so I couldn't get a hold of my wife. This is a true story now. I couldn't get a hold of her. She had already left work. Now, at this point, she was so mad at the landlord because the electricity didn't work and the wallpaper was coming down and all of that, right? So she comes in the yard not knowing what's going on, and he's in the yard, and he looks at her, and he looks at the apartment, and he goes, Taj Mahal! She goes, Taj Mahal, my ass, this place is a dump. I'm telling you, she come in the door, Taj Mahal, what does he think he's talking about? Look at this wallpaper. This place sucks. What the hell are you talking about? So, it brings a warmness to my heart whenever I play here.
Five flights up, like Maybelline. Wanna giggle late nights up, living out of a dream. But I passed out the Miss Veronica. I passed out Miss Veronica. And a creature from the Black Lagoon is a love buffoon. Girls wear 'em, guys wear 'em. Dog swallowed another pair of panties. She puked them up in the hall. They're in a ball now. Oh, red pair, yellow pair, real wear underwear. Pucci trim bikinis, saucy fly weenies. Dots gonna make you stay. A doggy's gotta bellow. I don't care. No, I don't care.
is Eric from the band Stepani, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford.
got his first whiff in the jungles of Nam. That slant-eyed catfish tasted better than mom. Now every single night she drops her big bomb. Cause he's a bamboo bimbo, bamboo bimbo.
Bookmarks really show.
Made his first catch in Field and Stream. Saltwater taffy was a fisherman's wet dream. Now every single night, he's still getting that big ream. Cause he's a bamboo bimbo, bamboo bimbo. He fell for it and everyone knows. Say I never told you so. Let me reiterate. He caught his first whiff in the jungles of Nam. That slant-eyed catfish tasted better than mom. Now every single night, she drops him that big bomb. Cause he's a bamboo bimbo, bamboo bimbo.
Cosmic movie, you know that? That means the day you die, you gotta watch your whole life recurring eternally forever. So you better have some good incidents happening in there and a fitting climax. And a fitting climax. Ha ha ha. Some good times. Those good little times. They're absolutely, positively under the ground. Under the ground. As long as I got breath, the death of rock is the death of me. The death of rock is the death of me.
Out here we are stone immaculate. Stone immaculate. Out here we are stone. Sanctuary, I must find a place to hide.
That means the day you die, you gotta watch your whole life recurring eternally forever. So you better have some good incidents happening and a fitting climax. I tell you this, I don't know what's gonna happen, man, but I wanna have my kicks before the whole shithouse goes up in flames.
Drunken fall.